Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. Retold by Florence Bell.
Chapter 7. Isabella is in love. The next Tuesday, a letter arrived for Catherine. It was from Isabella.
"My dear Catherine," the letter said, "please come immediately. I must tell you something. I'm waiting for you. Your dear friend, Isabella." Catherine went to Edgar's buildings. Isabella was eating her breakfast. She ran towards Catherine. She put her arms round her friend and laughed.
"Your dear, dear brother," Isabella said. "Oh, I am very excited. What will your parents say? Will they like me?"
"My dear Isabella," Catherine said, "what are you saying? Are you in love with James?"
I am," said Isabella. "And James is in love with me. He told me yesterday. I am very, very happy. I have always loved him. He is handsome and clever. Why did he choose me? I cannot understand it."
"James is going to ride to your home in Fullerton today," said Isabella. "He is going to speak to your father. He is going to tell your father and mother about me. We want to get married. Will Mr. and Mrs. Morland agree?"
At that moment, James came into the room.
"Now you know everything, Catherine," he said. "I am a very happy man. Isabella, I'm leaving Bath now. I shall write to you tonight."
"Yes, go, dear James," said Isabella. "Go quickly. Come back to me soon."
James's letter arrived a few days later. Catherine was with Isabella. All was well. Mr. and Mrs. Morland were happy. They had agreed to the marriage. Isabella laughed and cried.
"James and I will get married soon," she said.
John Thorpe had not gone back to Oxford. He was waiting for Isabella's news. Isabella showed him James's letter.
"James Morland is the best man in the world," John Thorpe said. "You will be very happy."
Mrs. Thorpe and Isabella wanted to tell the news to Maria and Anne. They left the room. John Thorpe was alone with Catherine.
"I must say goodbye to you, Miss Morland," he said. "I am leaving Bath today."
He walked around the room. Then he spoke again.
"What do you think about this marriage? It is a good idea, isn't it?"
"Yes, I think it is," Catherine said. John Thorpe laughed.
"I know a song," he said. He sang a few words. "One wedding leads to another."
Then he asked,
"Will you be at Isabella's wedding?"
"Yes, I will be there," Catherine replied.
"Then we can sing that song together, Miss Morland."
Catherine did not understand. "But I don't sing, Mr. Thorpe," she said.
"I must go now. Goodbye."
"Wait, Miss Morland," John Thorpe said. "I shall be in Oxford for many weeks, but I want to see you again. I will come to Fullerton."
"Then my family will meet you in Fullerton."
"But will you meet me, Miss Morland?"
"Oh, I shall be in Fullerton," Catherine said.
"That is good," John Thorpe replied. "Every man wants a pretty wife and a big house. Don't you agree, Miss Morland?"
"Oh, yes, Mr. Thorpe. Goodbye."
Catherine left the room. John Thorpe smiled.
"Yes," he said to himself. "Miss Morland is in love with me."